Simon Bay is the end of Simon Hay, which is the front part on the copies that you have, where the staple is straight. Staples on the right side. I want to once again thank Shurin Consulting and the excellent work. Last week I tried to make the copies, and my secretarial incompetence became very apparent to everybody. So, I thank you all. Simon Aleph was, as you remember, the mitzvah of a puravu in marriage. Simon Beis is the question of who to marry. The Sifhei, which we learned last week, told us the very mysterious rule that Kivan Shnitmu Nitmu, that Elio is not going to come and reveal anybody's family secrets. And Kivan Shnitmu Nitmu, that families that are mixed in, it's like a nice nechama for people who might otherwise become nervous about the shidduchim they make. I want to read to you one more time the Rambam, and then try to understand this last Ramah, the idea of Kivan Shnitmu Nitmu. So I'm going to read to you the Rambam. The Rambam is the end of Hilchos Malachim, where it talks, of course, the very end of the Rambam talks about Yemais HaMashiach and ideas regarding Mashiach. And there the Rambam writes, B'tchilas Yemais HaMashiach Tei Mechemes Gai Gomagai V'kaidem Mechemes Gai Gomagai Yamin Novi Liyashi Yisrael Olohachin Libam. Navi will get up to straighten out. Kal Yisrael Shlemer Hine Einechi Shleach Lechemes Eliyahu HaNavi. The Ene Ba Loi L'Tami Tar V'Loi L'Tayr Atame Loi Lipsal Anoshim Shem Becheskes Kashrus V'Loi L'Hashem Misha Huzik Psulim El'Olosim Shalom Ba'Olam Shenemar V'Heshim Loi Vavay Sabanim. So the idea here that the Navi, it's interesting how the Rambam breaks it up. First says a Navi will come Shenemar Yenei Shalech L'Chem Esel Yoh Navi, and then he says, I'm continuing, Yesh mechacham yishayimu shekaydeh b'yes Mashiach yavi Eliyahu chal eilu advarim kiyaitzim ben leyeda adam echiyu ad sheyiyu. And nobody really understands exactly what will take place until it will take place. That's Siv Beis. So somebody said that this Navi won't be mitar tameyim and not mitami tahayim in either direction. And then in Halacha Gimel he says b'mei yemais ha-Mashiach, after Mashiach will have come already, Yashim Malchusai, Yiskapsu Elov Kol Yisrael, Yaisyachsu Kulam Al Piv Baruach HaKadosh, Shetunuach Olav. Everybody will know which Shevet he's from, everybody will know his Yichus, Ubnei Levi Mitar Tchila, Vayim Ezem Yichus Kai, Ezem Yichus Levi, and the Levi will go first, because they have to do the Avodah. V'dayna esh'enam yuchasim li Yisrael. Ramesha writes that this which it says in the Gemara, that Eliyahu won't reveal except Shevet Levi, Gemara says except Shevet Levi, it doesn't mean he'll reveal Mamzerus and Shevet Levi. Mamzerus and Shevet Levi is not, Eliyahu is not Mevatel, it's not Megala Mamzerus. He will be Megala, somebody who thinks he's from Shevet Levi, who's really not, so that he'll reveal. Ramesha says, because that doesn't pass him from the Kahal, just go and it'll be Yisrael. That's how he explains the halacha. Ubnei Levi mitar tchila, zem yuchas kayin, zem yuchas Levi, v'deche she'enim yuchasim li Yisrael. He brings a pasuk in the beginning of Ezra, ha'riyomer aramay kayin l'urim v'tumim. When the people came up, yimei Ezra, the Pasuk Perek Beis is Miachis, all the people that came up, and it says they were Kainim that didn't have Ksav Yuchus, so he separated them out of my Kain Lorim Vetomim that will reveal who's a Kain, who's not a Levi. Now, he says, Ve'inim Yachis Yisrael Elul Shifteim. Yisraelim, what information will they get from Eliyahu? Only which shevet they come from. Shezem b'shevet pleini, v'zem b'shevet pleini. Avol einoy oimer al sheim b'cheskes kashrus, zem mamzer, ze eved, Shadin hu shemishpacha shenitma nitma. Period. So here it's telling us, it's Chiddush Aniza Biur, that even though Eliyahu is going to come, and Eliyahu is going to have the power, there's no chesaron of la b'shamayim hu, and when Eliyahu paskins, nevertheless, he's not going to reveal mamzeris. Now, presumably, if it's going to be a meat that we think is kosher and it's really treif, Eliyahu is going to tell us, presumably. Or there'll be something we think is not shatnis, and it really is shatnis. Presumably, he'll say. It's just saying that he won't be megala mamzeris. So this is the rule of nitma. Now, it needs an explanation, but before that, the Ran that the Ramah is bringing here says stretches the Chiddush. If you look in Yutes, in Beishmul Yutes, which is six lines from the bottom, in your excellent copies, you see it's six lines from the bottom, Beishmul Yutes, Haran Kosev. The Ran writes, Raila Dinzeh, Mid the Mitzino Eliyola Yagala La Osid, Hapsul Shinitmu, Afa Gavshon Kol Goli La Yagala. Even though everything is known to Eliyahu, so since he's not going to be Megala, says the Ran, if you know about a certain Mishpacha, you shouldn't be Megala. Which is, if you look where your test is going, on the second, the last piece, the Ramah, that's about eight lines down, he says, Mishpach Shazab Psul, Veni Adul Rabbin, Kishnima Nitma, Haydea Psula, Eni Rishay Lagaloisa. The Ran is saying, that when we say Eliyahu is not going to reveal it, it's not just the din for Yemais Mashiach. Even Bizman Azev, a person knows a Mishpacha Shenitma, that a psul is mixed into the Mishpacha, you're not supposed to reveal it either. You're not supposed to be Megalit. By Shaduchim, you're not supposed to be Megalit. Now, yeah. So we're going to get to Kuna separately. Mimimele is a mamzer. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask Eliyahu. I don't know. I only know what it says. This is such a... It's such a chiddush, like uncharted territory. Eliyahu's not going to be Megala. So it's one thing, Eliyahu won't be Megala. But the Rav says, from there we learn that we're not Megala. Now what does that mean? The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Rambam disagrees with the Rav. Because the Rambam brings this in the Halachas of Yemais HaMashiach. He doesn't bring it back in the Halachas Yisurabiyya. He brings it at the very end. It's the last page of the whole Sefer of the Rambam. When he talks about Mashiach coming. So he says the Rambam doesn't agree with the Rav. He should have brought it earlier that we're not Megala if we know. So I'm going to try to share with you some of the biurim. Just back up to the Ran, to the Ramah, he does qualify it. He says, "Yedepsu leinu shal gloisa el yenichedem cheskus kashrus shekal mishpach shenibu Yisrael ksheirim lasid lavai." Look what he says: "Umakamaka im kasher adava legalis letznuim." Still, if you have an erlechayid, who's a tznuim? Any tznuim here? If you have tznuim, you should be megala to them. And he's a beer. But then he says a second qualification. Davka mishpacha shenitma nisarva. We're only talking about a very rare case. Well, you know, there's a family in which a mamzer got mixed into the family, but you don't know who the mamzer is. Aval kol zman shel nisarva, megalan apsulu machrizav aleihem. If you know the person who's a mamzer, so then you have to tell. It's only when it got mixed into a mishpacha, and you don't know who in the mishpacha has that psul, that's where this halacha kicks in. So, what? V'davka.
They knew. What does that mean? They knew.
They knew
who the Ramah was. You see?
The Ramah?
No,
I'm sorry. So back to the Beishmul. Okay, the Beishmul says. So that's going on a mishpacha shenitma, a mishpacha which was mixed in. That's what the Ramah is saying. No, they knew which mishpacha was mixed into. No. Oy nira for us about him. Oy nira vishas hanal. Dafka him say. The same day we love to call vinitzmu emigalin. A chalolim is a separate passion. I'm reading your test. Your test? Haran Kosev, right? Did ever see Eliyahu Yigalos Laosir Absalom Shenitmu? Avagab Hakel Goli Loi. Eliyahu knows what. Oy Isa Bishas Amar Reb Yechanan Hecholot. It's a Loshen Shua. I swear, Biyadenu Hulagalos Even Kishenitmu Nitmu. We would be able to be Megala, but once it's mixed in, it's mixed in. Suisa Shamay Racheres. I still there was come a galaisa because the nishma film you do all the shnayim she nitzmu beezer mishpacha psul and roy the galais. He's saying that you don't know the mamzer. You know which mishpacha has a psul mixed in and roy the galais. Come shem says toiv megalan afgabu you do all the chachamim. Okay, so it means that it was mixed in. The biur that's found, the achrayim stumble over each other to have a biur. You know, sometimes in class we learn a taisis. He has a kash and he has four terutzim. So I always. B'derech Halimut, I always make the point that if Tosfos has four terutzim, there's a problem with each teretz. When there's one klara teretz, Tosfos says the teretz, and the Rashi says the same teretz, that was the same teretz. When Tosfos says, oyeshleimer, it means that there's a struggle to understand the sugya. Here also is a struggle in the Achrayim to understand this idea of mishpach shenitma nitba, what it means not to be megala. And what it means, Megalah Litznuim. The Gemara says that once every 7 years there used to be Megalah to the Talmidim. That's Losha Gemara. Once every 7 years. I don't know. It's once rare. I don't think it means they looked at the clock and waited for 7 years. It means on rare occasion they were Megalah. So just to give you a taste of the discussion, Pnei Yeshua there in the Sugya says that since a suffik mamzer is mutter min atayra. It's exer sakasa mamzer vaday v'loy mamzer suffik. Really, min atayra is something that's mutter. He says, therefore, even though the Rabbanah made exera not to marry a suffik mamzer, but it's all exera de Rabbanah. It's an exera de Rabbanah. It is unknown suffik mamzerim, and not on suffik mamzerim that are not known. In other words, he says, the whole thing is a drabanan. So what's this drabanan? It's not such a kasha. Chazal didn't want to be geyser on nitmu once it gets mixed in. And Mela, it's something that's mutter. Ramosha, one of his explanations, has a similar line of thinking, that the whole thing is a drabanan, and Mela, kasafik menatayra is mutter. Right, so Safik Mamzer min HaTorah is mutter, even if it's not Nisarev. Right? And Safik Mamzer min HaTorah is mutter. Midrabanan, it's Aser. When it's Nisarev, once it's mixed in. So we had earlier that if two witnesses come, in Sif Gimel, Mishpach Shekar Lov Irer, Yidu Shnayim Shen Nisarev Ubehem Mamzer, so there's a psul. If it's Nisarev Behem Mamzer, there's a psul Drabanan. That's only if two witnesses come and they tell you Nisarev. But if it's not known she Nisarev, then it's mutter.
But the first generation,
okay, so it's very hard to explain Nisarev. The only way I could try to explain it to you is if you have a kehila in which the rav of that kehila has a shita, and he tells his kehila. Like I told you last time, there's a certain Rav in Philadelphia who holds that there's no psul cholol. You could just retire from the kuhuna and everyone's mutter. If someone were to know that there's a Rav who has a kehila that follows such a psak, so that would be called nisarev by Suffolk Mamzer. Or if you have a place where you know that there's a rabbi who's mevatel kedusha l'mafreya and tells people they can remarry. And someone knows that in his kehila there were people that remarried. So then it would be known that in that control group, it's not a mishpacha, but in that group there are some suffik mamzerim. That would be a case. It's a very rare case today. It would be highly unusual to have a edim that nisarev behen mamzer, but it's possible. The Shulchan is talking such a case.
Married,
No, no. If you know who it is, that's not Nisarev. Nisarev means it's mixed into the mishpacha, like the example I gave you. We know that in his shul there were 20 kaina mishpachas, and he paskin for them, they can marry grushas, and it's known that some of them did, they reside from the kuna marriage. So in such a case, you know that there are some within this, like, control group that I'm calling, within this group there are some who mixed it, but you don't know who. The Achrayim call it a svek sveika. It's a suffik if he's from this mishpacha, and even if he is, it's a suffik if he's the one. It's called a svek sveika. That's not a bona fide svek sveika. The Tapish Moshe said a suffik echad begufay v'sekad echad betaruvis. There's one, you don't know who in the mixture he is, and one, even if he is, you don't know, even if you know he was from that group, you don't know if he was the one that was the suffik. But it illustrates exactly what the case is. This is the Heichatimtza. It's a very rare Heichatimtza Bizman Hazeh, because Klal Yisrael is all spread out all over the place. People are not, there are no groups in which we know that a Suffolk Mams are mixed in. But in theory, such things would exist.
Even though
it's such
easy places.
What?
Even though it's just open the door and you can be Mavar. The rabbi would Mavar to do some Afreya. It's so easy to be Mavar that we don't go there.
No. If you can be Mavara clearly, you're Mavara clearly. If it was mixed in and you don't know who, then you're not Mavara. You don't have to be Mavara one suffix if you came to Mavara both. If you Mavara both, you're Mechuyev. It's like you have to be Mavara if you could. This is talking where it's mixed into a family and there's no, not easy to trace. It's not a common Metzius. It's a complicated Hechatimtzit to have a Metzius. And it's very, very difficult to understand why this works. I told you, Yeshua says, that since Manat Haaretz Mutter, in the Drabanan, they weren't guys on Nitmu Nitmu. Now, it's not so geschmack, because remember, the Rambam Shita is that every Suffolk Deraisa is Manat Haaretz Mutter. It's nothing to do with Mamzeris. The Rambam Shita is Suffolk Basa B'Cholom and Suffolk Nevela, Suffolk everything Manat Haaretz Mutter. So it should say, Eliyahu is not going to be Megala. Any sveik is lost in love, then mutter min ha-tayr. We really need a reason that's unique to Mamzeris in order to have a satisfactory explanation. Doesn't the Eliyahu won't be Megala any sveikus? It seems to be unique to this situation. But Yeshua probably means it could apply to everything. But by Mamzeris, which is a bigger tragedy to find a suffic Mamzer, so Eliyahu won't be Megala. At any rate, this is the Yeshua's approach. The Hamakna on Kedushin says that it only refers to Mamzerim from an Eishes Ish, whose first marriage was with Kesef, and then she didn't get a divorce, and she remarried. Eliyahu is going to be a Mafkia, all the Kedushin Lamafreya, and Afkina Ravama Kedushin Minei, and that's why he's now Megala Suffolk Mamzeris, because he undoes all the Mamzeris through Afkina Ravama Lekedushin. It's also not a satisfactory explanation, because first of all, it says Namini Megala Mamzerim and the Sinim. Afkila Kedushin is only Mamzeris, and it's only that type of Mamzeris. It's not a satisfying explanation. Ramashin is Truva Veneza Chelak Dal. It also has two, it seems, forced explanations. The only smooth explanation I saw, and this is going to be in the Gea when we talk about a Sufi and Shtuki in the Simon to come, is the Archa Shulchan. The Archa Shulchan is a much more satisfying explanation, although we're going to have to get into a complicated topic. The Archa Shulchan says the following. He says, really, kol de parish merubah parish. Really, we have Allah in the Torah. It's nothing to do with the rules of Safik and Svek Sveika. There's an inner rive. Kol de parish merubah parish. There's no question. There's no rive mamzeris in any family. It could be there's a mamzeris that mixed into the mishpacha. By marriage, it's his lashon is derech ish lirdef achar isha. In other words, the isha moves to the ish. He says all the women that marry are parish. They're not kavua. Kavua means the Gemara says in Ksubis if there's nus, and you don't know if the mizana was kosher or not. So it says if the man went to the woman's house to be mizana. So the man is called a parish merubah parish. The woman is kavua kemechza amechza. If you don't know who she is, it's kavua kemechza amechza. Usually you know the woman. She's the one carrying the child. You don't know the man. The man went to the woman's house, called the parish, ruled the parish. The woman went to the man's house to be mizana, then called kavua kemechza amechza dami. Then the man, that who we don't know, is we consider a 50-50 whether he's a apostle or a kosher. That's the halacha when she seen have kavua kemechza amechza dami. Darach is darach hashulchan. By marriage, it's a derech for it to be parish. Certainly, at least on the woman is parish to moves to where the man is typically, and called the parish woman. So he says, really, Baker Adin, there's a heter of called the parish. Now everything else already are chumras of yuchsin. The yuchsin chazal machmir. They needed certain chumras of yuchsin. Once you're coming to chumras of yuchsin, it's already more kuladik, and Elio doesn't have to take all the chumras of yuchsin. So Archa Shulchan, really what he does, he says everybody else's explanation follows that Mikra Din called the parish Maruba parish. And everything else follows. What?
Mamzerim, everyone is
so Raiva, not Mamzerim.
No one's with the
two. I understand, but we're talking now, there's a family in which a Mamzer got mixed in. And one member of that family, we don't know if it's the Mamzer, one member was now parish and went to get married. So we don't have to tell. Why don't we tell? Because we assume called the parish Maruba parish. Now, I want to share with you that in the 21st century, in the 20th century, a change in the social status of Jews in the world has a major impact on Psula Yuchsin. On Psula Yuchsin overall. This is too gigantic a kula to say, except that Rabbi Yashuv in the printed tshuva, in Kaibis Tshuvas, says the following. In many cases of Safik Mamzeris, and we're going to get to the pratim of Safik Mamzeris as we go on in Evan Hezer, but the bottom line is that Chazal wa machmir on a shtuki. A shtuki is a woman who's pregnant, and we don't know who the father is. She was mizana. She was mizana in college, she was mizana wherever it was. And we don't know who the father is. Chazal wa machmir on a shtuki, we'll see. He certainly can marry a Kayan, and then he can marry Yisrael. We'll get to that.
A single woman?
What?
A single woman or married?
A single woman. Married woman, we say, Roy Bila Sachar Abal, we assume the husband is the father. I'm talking about a single woman who becomes pregnant. She was never married before. Not a Shalom Hamzeir, it's a Shalom. Yeah. So Yashu makes the following point, and we'll get into it a little more. But it's a very important nekuda that changes everything. You can learn Gemara, you can learn Rishonim, you can learn Rambam, you can learn Shulchan Aruch, and there are problems with Shtuki. We're going to get to it. But Yashu says that was all in a society. Well, Goyim were not mizana with Yidden. It was I say never, but it was rare. Goyim stayed away, Jews stayed away from Goyim, Goyim stayed away from Jews, and there was a certain separation. In a society that we live in today, where whether it's in the colleges or in the any type of znus, the mizanim are not makbid Goyim yid. Today there's no social distancing in by znus, the Jews from Goyim, or Rahman al-Islam, but there isn't. Says today, call the parish Maruba parish, assume it's a guy. The reason Chazal didn't assume it is because it wasn't the derech of Goyim to be Mizan. He says, Bizman Azeh, it's like Kalkaltam Takantam, the world changed. And I hope when we get to Shtuki to talk about it a little more. What's Nagaya here is that all these cases of Taruvis, it's when the Archa Shulchan talks about call the parish Maruba parish, you take Goyim into account. I want to add a nekuda to what Rabbi Yashuv says. By Kol Kavua, the rule of Kol Kavua, we'll talk about it, it's a complicated thing, but what is called Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza? Let's talk about the Gemara. The Gemara says if you find meat in the street, called the Parish Maruba Parish. Right butcher shops are kosher, it's kosher. Right vatreif, it's treif. If a man went into a butcher shop, bought meat, took it out, and he comes home and he doesn't remember which butcher shop. I thought B'nai Brak, I thought they were all kosher. No, there's some treifa ones. I don't remember which one. Even if there's one treif and 100 kosher, Kol kavua kemetzah mechzadami. Since he took it from this origin, from the butcher store, kol kavua kemetzah mechzadami. That's the halacha of the Gemara in many places, that kol kavua kemetzah mechzadami. The rule Tosis says, kol kavua is when it's nikar b'makim kiviyusai. Meaning, you went into a butcher store, you don't remember which one. If you would know which one, it's nikar b'makim kiviyusai. Where it is, you can tell if it's kasher or treif. That's the rule of kol kavua. Okay, you follow? In other words, normally you go basarai. The exception is, if you take it from its origin, then you don't go, there's no kula of raiv. But only if it's nikar b'makim kiviyusai. Bzman hazeh, if we're talking about the general population in the United States, even if a man goes to a woman to be mizaner, or if the woman goes to the man, the shayla is on the man, it's not nikar b'makim kiviyusai if he's a Jew or a non-Jew out in the sticks. It's not really nikar b'makim kiviyusai the status of the person. And we've had many ties, Bali Tshuva, who later find out they're really not Jewish, because they're my point I'm making is that the mess of assimilation, Rahman al-Islam, in the last 100 years has created in Gabe Psulei Mamzerus an extraordinary double kula. Like Rabbi Yashiv says, Roy visits a guy, and Goyim don't make Mamzeris. Mamzeris is only from a Jew. A guy, Eve Va'akum Abal Bas Yisrael, Havlad Kosher. The Vlad is Kosher, yeah. Right? Even if she's an Eshes Ish. Even Eshes Ish, that's Mizana. If the Baal is a guy, Eve Va'akum Bas Yisrael, Havlad Kosher. That creates a kula Bizman Azeh. A, because there's no inhibition on Goyim being Mizana with Yidden, that Mizana whatever they want. They don't go to prostitutes and ask them if they're Jewish. And B, it's not always Nikar B'makim Kviyusai. Even if it's a boyfriend in college, it's not Nikar B'makim Kviyusai very often if he's a Jew or a non-Jew. And these two things create a tremendous kula. Coming back to us, we'll get to Shtuki and Asufi. Coming back to Mishpachis, Kivish Nitmu, Nitmu, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Yisoid of this Kula, the Eliyo, won't be Megala. And the Ran, that we're not Megala Bizman Hazeh, is because in the Makar of the Yisr, it's really called the Parash Merubim Parash. The Yeshua says, in the Makar of the Yisr, Mamzavadeh V'leh Mamzasafik. The point being, the Torah incorporates in Dinei Mamzeris certain Kulas, and therefore the Chumris that came later are limited, and there's a kula of kivish nitmu nitmu. So this is the halacha we learned here in halacha in Sifhei, and not to be megala. If it's a hetabar, why be megala to tsnuim? Why be megala to individuals? It says because they neshchinah shruya elam mishpacha b'yuchesis b'Yisrael. Still, klapishmaya galya, maybe the shchinah won't be shruya on the family. So the Megala to Mishpachei Satznuim be Yisrael. I don't know how you decide who's Tznuim and who's not Tznuim. Basic Nish. But this is the sort of the bottom line. With all the struggle of trying to explain Nitmu Nitmu, the background is that in the foundation, a Suffolk Mams is really Mutter. And in the foundation of it, really called the Parish is a Kula. And we have Chumris. Chazawa goes on Suffolk Mamzer. But Afal Pikein, the those chumris, the Rabban and Shtel, were not Shtel, on Kimish Nitmu Nitmu. This is the, I think, the bottom line of Sifhei. Works.
In Israel also?
In Israel, yeah, sure. Oh, if it's a community that's rave Jews, it's true. What?
No country is rave Jews.
In Achinami. This is an explanation for Jews and Galus. You're right. It's not an explanation for Jews. Rabbi Yashiv's tshuva was written a specific case. We'll come to Shtuki and Asufi, Mitzvah Hashem. And you're right. It doesn't apply in a community that's Rav Yisrael. It probably doesn't apply in Square Town either. You know, it doesn't apply everywhere.
Married woman
as well and marry when she can remain with her husband?
Rabbeinu Tam al Zikud. That's Taisa Zirmas, Susan Zirmas. Some Rav Rishayim would say she can't. But it's Mala by Mal. It's not because of Mamzeris. It's Mala by Mal. She rebelled against him. That's why she becomes Asat him. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, I think it was a Gilon Beis and Subis. Is that you don't become a person doesn't become Asar, and he says Esther, Esther shouldn't have become Asar to Mardukhai because it's
Rechashmona. Why don't we say that those are we don't know who's
not performing. The boy goes to the girl. No. The Rechashmona saying that by znus we don't know, but by marriage it's a derech of the woman to go to the man.
Yeah,
and you could assume.
Our case, most of the case of we're talking about.
I understand, but right now he wants to marry a woman who's from a Taruvin.
Okay.
In the beginning, he says the Navi will come before Guy Gomar. He won't say anything, either direction. When he gets to Eliyahu, he says he will reveal. Okay, let's move on. The last six sifim are relatively easy sifim after some heavy stuff. So let's see sivav. Loilam yishtadel adam lisa bas tamid chacham lasia bita el tamid chacham. A person should always look to make shiduchim with tamidei chachamim. Second choice, lematza bas tamid chacham yisa bas gedolei hadar. So what in the world does gedolei hadar mean? So Rashi there says this, I think, is in Pesachim Emtes. Rashi says tzaddikim, people, even they're not tamidei chachamim, but they're righteous people in the way they behave. Loimotze bas gedolei hadar, yisa bas roshei knesiyos. You should find the president of the shul, even if he's already a retired president of the shul, it's also good. Loimotze bas roshei knesiyos, yisa bas gabei tzedakah. Loimotze bas gabei tzedakah, yisa bas melamdei tinaikis. So Tosfos there is matmiya. Why melamdei tinoikos is on the bottom of the pile? It says the Gemara says in the first Rechem of Abbasra that they're like the distant the stars. What's the pasuk? Kazaris Kiyam Asirin, yeah. So Tosfos really is the kasha. It's interesting there, the Tosfos is the kasha, the Tzlach says the following. He says, all the other things, you don't really know how erlich they are. But Gabbai Tzedakah, Tosfos says, why is Gabbai Tzedakah Adam Lam Nitin Haikas? He says, because Gabbai Tzedakah, everyone's on his case. If he would be dishonest, the rumors would have swirled around him already. So Gabbai Tzedakah has something over Malam De Tinaikis that he's sort of gone through the kiln. He's gone through the he's been purified. And anyway, Al Yisa Bita La Amoretz, a person shouldn't marry an Amoretz. So Rav Avadia brings me from this kind of hiring. He brings a great kasha on this sif. He says, I don't understand who you're talking to. You're talking, he said, marry a daughter to a Talmud Chacham. And who are you talking to? It is a Talmud Chacham, marry a daughter to a Talmud Chacham. So he's saying, no, everybody, telling everybody. The Gemara says, a person, Yimka Kala Shalai, and marry his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. So that means you're telling the Amoratzim, do whatever you can to marry a daughter to a Talmud Chacham. And then you're telling the Talmud Chacham, marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, don't go marry a Bas Amoretz. So Vadya brings this, it's a steer, he blights Sorokhian. He says the contradiction. Chazal tell the Amoretz, don't marry a daughter to anyone, only about Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham, don't marry your daughter to the Amoretz. He says it's a little bit of a.
Probably talking about
Okay, Pashas, he's talking to everybody.
You can marry your son off to a Bas Amoretz. Only La Yisa Bitoi.
Well, it says in both directions. Odom Lisa Bas Talmud Chacham. The first line, Leib Yishtag Adam Lisa, the Chassan should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, and Lasi Abitai Le Talmud Chacham. And on the Kallah side, he should marry his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. So it says it in both directions, really.
Is there a dichotomy that there's only either only a Talmud Chacham or Amoretz? Isn't there a great
space in between?
A law
Yeah, okay, so there's a lot of space in between. Okay. We have to define Amoretz, which we'll do in a moment. We're going to see that in the banner. It's here on the page. Okay, good. Let's just finish the Ramah. Hear this? It says to marry your son off to the Bas Amoretz, or a sheikh even behema, calls there. If you marry off your daughter to an Amoretz, it's like sheikh even behema. He's not so smart, he's not a Talmud Chacham. That's okay. But if he's not medagdi b'mitzvahs, that's what we're talking about. Mitzvah of Shisa Basa Chaisa, a separate halacha. It's a mitzvah to marry a niece. We'll get to the niece portion in a minute. First, on the Tam Chacham, Tam Aretz portion, what constitutes an Am Aretz? So it says somebody who's not medagdi b'mitzvahs. If you look at the Taz, on the Ora Sheikhim and Behema, it's the second, the beginning of the Taz, it's Gimel. Pirish Rashi, Shadayim LeBehema, Shein Lem Leiv LeHavin. Kichayecha Vayrech Yemecha. It's for a reason. It's the Amaratzim don't appreciate Torah. Nira Pirish LeDvarav, Teva Hanoshim, Shivatlu Baalei Ami Torah. B'shviel Shem Saivrim, Shebekai Ezeh Yisaskum B'schairis, V'yelam Toivais Ba'elam Azeh. If she didn't grow up in a house of Torah, she doesn't appreciate the learning. And then she's going to pull her husband away from learning to make more money. So this has here brings, and when you have a situation where a girl appreciates learning, and then that's an exception to this rule. The whole it's not like halacha shem Sinai, don't marry a bas amoretz. A bas amoretz is not accustomed to the father going out to learn at night and giving up time for learning. So memela, that's the reason for this halacha. Okay, so this is the halacha. The end it says that it's an inyan or a mitzvah to marry a niece. It's not very common today that people marry within families. There are genetic reasons also for it, because if a family has a recessive gene, then they marry somebody in their own family, it would cause problems. It's a little mysterious in medicine. They did a study of the squirrels in Central Park. Because the squirrels presumably mate among each other for all the years, and there should be more problematic births. So I once read a study where they don't understand. According to the genetic odds, there should be more problems, and there aren't more problems. So I don't know exactly what the science of it is. Maybe they give those squirrels up for adoption or something. I don't know, but it did happen in Hasidic mishpachas where the rebbes marry among themselves. There have been occasions where rebbeish families have had genetic problems. Most famously, the chiddush yerim, they married in the family and all the children died young. The chiddush yerim's all his children died young, and the Sasemis, who was his grandson, grew up in his house because his father died, and they changed the name to Alter as a schus for Ari Chas Yamim.
100 years ago,
is that still? What? Apparently they spread themselves out enough that
he has to be all the time for his cousins and nieces. And
look, I don't wish bad on anybody. I'm just observing. Now, here there is a Nidu Yehuda who uses this. There's a Tzavas Rav Yehuda HaChassid. As you know, there are many Tzavas Rav Yehuda HaChassid. Pesach Tshuva brings a bunch of them. We'll look at it in a minute. But Rav Yehuda HaChassid says, don't marry your niece. Among the people says not to marry is don't marry your niece. So the Nidu Yehuda, who railed against people who follow Tzavas Rav Yehuda HaChassid and are not descendants of Rav Yehuda HaChassid, he railed against it very strongly. They asked the Mishaila. See, he screams, he says, people are so worried about the Rav Yehuda HaChassid schoolists, And the Fiza saying the Gemara, you should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, so that they're not worried about. This they're worried about. So I mentioned a few weeks ago in my class, I don't understand. Everyone wants school is for Shidduchim. Why don't you go on a date? Why don't you go out to the water, like it says in Rashi and Chumash? Now, why doesn't everybody do that? My first date, I went with my wife, we went to Statue of Liberty, went on the ferry. And it worked out. That proves it. It says that you should go to the water. No, it says, everyone knows Rashi and Chumash. So everybody has all the other schoolists. Why don't they do that? I don't know. We're going to solve the whole Shidduch crisis. Just get everyone to go on the ferry. It's hot in the winter, though. But anyway, my point is that he rails against it, and he makes this point. The distributor chassid is against the Gemara. I could go against the Gemara. Unless he saw Baruch Katshai for his family, it's not going to work. Baruch Katshai. But the whole Klai Yisrael should be chayshished. He's very, very against it. The Marsha once got up in an asifa. He said, it says in the Tzatzur of the Chassid, not to marry a daughter to someone whose name is Shmuel or Yehuda. And not to name your children Shmuel or Yehuda. It says, Shmi Shmuel, v'shem Avi Yehuda, and I'm from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Like, he also was somehow against it. What has happened over the generations is that most of us, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, people are not Chayish Shvua, but a handful of them, that Klal Yisrael sort of was makabel, the general oilam, at least the Chassid Shalom for sure, but even the Yeshiva oilam, is more Chayish Shvua. The Pischei Tshuva here brings, in the second column in parentheses, on this Pasachiv, he brings Ayim Ashkasiv Pischei Tshuva Yerdei Kuf Tezayin, B'yim Ashkasiv Tzas Yehuda Chassid, Shalai Yisa Isha Sheshma Kishay Mimai. This is the big one, right? The B'tshuvas Naidi B'Yehuda Tinyana Kasav Chatzavas Eloi Haya Elo Lazarei. That Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking to you. He was talking to his grandchildren. But Dafka B'Shem Ha'etzem U'B'Sefer Chachma Sadam Kasav Dafka G'Shem Mishulashim. Chachma Sadam says, and really it's Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Dafka daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, mother-in-law. A chain of three with the same names. Ayin Sham, Ayin Shul Shav Yaakov, Kamon Siminon, Kesra Yisi B'Chul Sam Seifer, Ebenezer Sei Simukov Tezayin Shekosav, Adas Misha Reitzel Ladabek B'Ben Toiv and Bocher V'Toiv, the Shidduch is being read to a wonderful boy, El Dechayish Masha Amru Ailam, Mishum D'Shem HaBocher, G'Shem HaChaisen, B'Shem Ima, G'Shem Ima, it was a double whammy, the Bocher was the same name as the father-in-law, and his mother was the same as the mother of the girl, Shal Meshudechas, Hine, Mandaka like Kapid like Abdina Bade. So he writes this rule, if you're not Makbid like Abdina Bade, Rabbi Shah writes that in the Tshuva as well. Ubafrati Kakan Schus Taira, the Philoada Baseli, Miskapir Batara Gimil Sasad. Ubafrat, the Besevichsida Matsway, Tofain Zain, Lenim Sarak, Dola Yisua Ava Ben, Uben Aben, Shleisha Nashim Shemis Kishlashan Shabbos. In the Bakar Bila Chassid, it says only three generations. Shvami Dol Lekin Kpeda Bidi Achrini. B'sefi Karim L'shlaim Akasa, Shigidu Lai, B'yais HaGayim Bach Samseif HaAvezdim B'Dreznitz, Asa Halacha L'maisa L'shanay Shem HaChassin, Nishay Yishmai Kishem Chaisnai, B'su Ein Beis Meichish, that's what we do today, at least in my circles, where Rapam, even though he came from Litter, Rapam was Makbid. And Rebelsky was Makbid also. He wasn't Makbid in all the Chassidish Kepedis. I know he was Makbid himself for his daughter. And we do sometimes do a Shini Hashem to avoid the issue. You have to be very careful. The Shini Hashem has to be at least 30 days before the wedding. Otherwise, you have a Ksuba issue. Because a name is not a changed name. Only it's a Hosek Shloishim Yaim with the new name. And then the new name takes effect. What? I think it means Lafuke, the nickname, just the name that they're really called. Matter in Hebrew, Shem Etzem means a noun. That doesn't that has no meaning here. Shem Etzem means a noun as opposed to an adjective. But I think Shem Etzem means the actual name, not the nickname. So one is Eliezer, one's Elio, and they're both called Eli. There's no Kpeda because the Shem Etzem is fine.
Why isn't Shem Etzem the last? And by the way, he's only speaking with Shulish. That's how you should have been right away.
Okay. The Mishulish part, for some reason, the world is not good on Shnei Dairis. I can only observe what I've seen, and then Tyra is a Messiah. That's what I saw by Rebbeim that they were Makbid. Okay.
They say change the name. Why don't you change the name after Chasna?
Do whatever you want, but look, the idea is to do it before the Chasna. The idea is not to get married. So
they did get married. The question is, it's going to happen after or not?
They don't know Hilchis or Yudah Chassid. I can't say. I don't know.
What's the difference between the daughter of a brother or a sister?
Because one is in the Gemara, and what? I'll tell you why. The reason the Chazal understand that it's a Maila, I don't know if there's reasons for these type of things, because the Torah asked all Ervis, and they were Matir, a niece, which even though it's a close relative, the Torah was Matir. So there's an understanding that Torah means that it's somehow a good thing to do. Now there's no difference between Basachim and Basachaisai, but I think in the Makara Davu, where it's brought, as broad as Basachaisai, the Meila, the Ramah says Yeshayim, it means any niece. So Torah is Matar and niece, so it would include all of them, even though the Gemara's case is Basachaisai. Zayin, Layisa Ada, Isha leMishpachas Mitzurayim leMishpachas Nichvim. Here, issue comes up when you get information about a boy or a girl, and there's a health issue in the family. How far do you have to be makbid on health issues? Now, obviously, it's not a solid halacha. You have to or not have to be makbid, but what it says here in Shulchan Aruch is leYisa Isha leMishpachas Mitzurayim leMishpachas Nichvim who shehochzik gimel paamim shivayu b'neim lidekach. If you have three incidents in the family of this particular disease, it says that a person should be makbid. It says here in the Chakas Mechaikak and the Pesach Shuvah, they say really it's a machlaikis, a chazak is two times or three times. And we usually say by Suffolk Nefashis, we say two times, by Mila and by Katlanis, we say to be makbid two times. So they say, Afal Pikein, here the Kepeda. The Kepeda is three times. Let's see where it is inside. It's in the Chakas Mechaikak Yud, who's a Gibel Pabim. But Philo Rebbe, Moide Shem, Lachish Pachat Pachs Matlas Azimni, Kakasim of the Mukhi Yaisim. He doesn't explain at all the reason for it. He just says that even he's Moide, that it's. That it's not three times, it's two times. The Pesachei Tshuva picks up on this. In Pesachei Tshuva Ches, which is the very bottom of your page, Shehochzik, it continues on the next page, Shehochzik Gimel Pabim, I am Berheita Bashakasat Tzarechiyim. The Tzarechiyim is why not, like by Suffolk Mila, it should be two times. I am Berkei Yosef, I Ches, Shevi Divi Yav Shashleima, Perakabal Yavimta, Simalami Gimush, Kazel Shaina, Kasu, Harifa Rosh, Mustafa de Mila, Ava Gabdi Mishpachas, Nichon Nusorab Nami, Safik Nefashis. This is the Kasha, right? The second line, Pesach Chuva. Ava Gabdi Mishpachas, Nichon Nusorab Nami, Safik Nefashis. So it should be two times. I feel lucky, Pasuk Rava, Bina Tlosa Zimni. Amtis Filei Rava Gufei Karebi Binasuin. Even though Rava himself passes like Rebbe, Bekamakam Hakashani. For Rebbe Maidish, Ain Lachish Mishpacham, Lai Dosu Tlosa Zimni, Tekas of the Muki Yosef. By Mila we find fascinating. Chazal say that if two sisters have children that are mesu machmas Mila, you don't do a Mila on the third sister or one of them has an additional child. If two brothers have children mesu machmas Mila, it doesn't apply. Only two sisters. Today we know that the gene for hemophilia only passes in the female chromosome. It's only in the female, which Chazal obviously had observed already in that time, that the male brothers who have children that are mesomachmas mila is not an indication of a genetic issue, and females, sisters who have it, is an indication. So Chazal were right on the idea that it's genetic. At any rate, do you really see an explanation here? You see an explanation of why? It says Hachashani, I feel a Rebbe Maida. He's not really giving an explanation of why it is this way. It may be that just mesu machmas mila is so rare that even if it happens twice, you have to be chayshish. What is tsaras and the nichbin? Nichbin is epilepsy. Tsaras is, it doesn't mean the types of tsaras in the parsha mitzayra. It means this illness. So this illness may be just more common to be non-genetic, to have other factors. And therefore, until three times, the Shulchan Aruch advises that you don't have to be there.
The point what it says here, if somebody asks you, if you know some information, is it about this illness, are you supposed to say it or what?
So the Mahalach that we have, the Kabbalah, I'd like to explain it because we have, from the Gedolim of our generation, from Ramesha, Rabbi Yaakov, Rapam used to tell it, B'shem Rabbi Yaakov, Ramesha has it in the Tshuva, the Stipler has it in the letter. The Mahalach that we have is that when there's a problem, the Chassid or the Kala reveals it only when the dating gets serious. Not everyone's read a Shidduch that you have to tell all your secrets to. But when this Shidduch starts to get serious, the fourth or fifth date, that at that point you reveal it.
But somebody asks you information from the beginning.
Well, give me a chance. So we have this this idea that you reveal it after four or five times. If someone asks me information about a Talmud or a family I know, if I know they're going to reveal it after the fourth or fifth time, so then I don't reveal it. I would say everything's fine. Now, this is the psak that we have. I want to explain the psak. This is my understanding of it. I think it's correct. The Chafetz Chaim has a simen on Lashon Hara L'Tayelas. Lashon Hara means you say something bad. You know, to walk around and say, you know him, he's sick, that's Lashon Hara. L'Tayelas, it's mutter. So if somebody wants to do a shidduch, it's L'Tayelas. Now, if it's a person who absolutely can't get married, he has something wrong with him, he's undergoing chemotherapy and he's dating, you know, so of course you tell. But somebody who, it's a decision that has to be made. It's something that the Chafetz Chaim, one of his conditions is to reveal things if it's going to cause a consequence that's not proper, that's not deserving, so you don't say the Lashon Hara, even the Tayelis. For example, if you have to tell a Rebbe something about one of the boys, he did something improper. So if the Rebbe or the Manal is someone who deals with it, so you reveal it. If he's one of these rebellion, we're just going to throw him out of yeshiva, and the boy will be in the street. And it's not something for which he deserves to just be thrown out. So you're not allowed to tell. Somebody who overreacts, you're not allowed to tell. So to give information in the very beginning, which means you have no chance of a shidduch, before you meet somebody, any little thing matters. Once you date four or five times, you hear of a problem, so then you start weighing it, whether it's kedai. And that's, I believe, the reason for this psak and this mahalach. And it's very common. I estimate that one in every three shidduchim has a secret. Whether it's a terrible secret, a little secret, a big secret, that people have and they have to tell. It's very unfortunate when people don't tell till after marriage. It causes terrible repercussions. We have today an abundance. Rachmana Litzlan. I can't say because I don't have the bird's eye view of what's going on in the world. But in my little piece of the world, it's cascading. People who don't tell till after marriage. And we have a lot of divorces that are within a week or two or three after marriage. And sometimes it takes 2 months only because it schleps. But they didn't reveal. And then suddenly they reveal after they're married. And it's two things. It's the problem. And it's the dishonesty of it. And it's an issue. You can't annul a marriage. Ramesh writes in his Tshuva, you can only annul for the things listed in the Mishnah. You can't make your own estimations to annul a marriage.
Shaker.
And what? Shaker, they lie. There's not one of the things. You have to lie about one of those things that are in the Mishnah. That's very much just true. What? Take a look. It's Nun Zayin, Ches, and in Ksubis.
It's just slightly related. And this functional family is always arguing for instance.
To regal in the very beginning is very hard. If they ask specifically, it's one thing. Okay, let's move on to Sif Ches. Amoretz. Pay careful attention. There's no af Lamaisa, there's no afkas. Okay. The threat of Hafkaz Kedushin sometimes works. But to actually do Hafkaz Kedushin is not. I think I told you once that. I told you what? No, once I had that Ramesha. Rav of Montreal, Rav Hirschsprung had this whole plan that Ramesha would write him a letter to be Mafkir Kedushin. He says, try to give him money, and I'll be Mafkir Kedushin. And my father-in-law went to Ramesha to ask him to write such a letter, and he said, he can't write, that'll be Mafkir Kedushin. At the end, he wrote him a letter, but tonight he doesn't show it to anybody. So he didn't show it to me, but he told me which drawer it is. And so I saw it. And it worked. It worked. They had my first book had a whole plan how this husband would see it, and he would take the money rather than suffer the embarrassment of Hafkaz Kedushin. So okay, yeah. No, you can do whatever you want with shidduchim. You can choose whoever you want to marry. It's Chazal's advice, and the contrary too. When there is a problem in the family, and you do testing, and Baruch Hashem, the Steinhausen did the wonderful shidduchim, the first shidduch I was involved. Both parents are deaf, and the genetic issue was identified, and I helped them get a place that would test. Dari Sharon actually was willing to do. Special test for them, and they did wonderful shidduchim. All the grandchildren are fine, but they know there is a genetic issue, and they have a test for it. And Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem for that. Otherwise, without this testing, they would have had a very hard time. You're talking where both parents are totally deaf. Yeah.
Oh wait, if someone's a hemophilia, whether or not he has all the brothers.
If you know someone's hemophiliac, you don't do a bris, obviously.
Is there any limitation for that type of an aroch to be mishada or to be married?
You can do whatever he wants. You can marry whoever you want. He just has to say who he is, that's
no,
all.
There's no
competitive. A person could be dying, and if he reveals to a woman that she wants to marry him, it's fine. You know, you can marry whoever you like, as long as it's mutal pi Torah. We're advising people to do healthy marriages. That's the advice. Halacha doesn't restrict marriage for people who are not well. Sifches ama ares liisa kehenes nasa ein zivugam oyli yafa shetamus hi ayhu mehera etakala tave bineyem avatamachach shenasa kehenes arizeh no mishubach teira kuna bemakim echad. I don't have much comment to make about this, but Chazal are very against it. And they say, Amoris Lisa Kehenes, and if you get married, they'll die. You'll tell me you see people who don't die, so I'll tell you somebody in the mid-90s when there was a financial collapse, somebody went to Reb Chaim. He said, he doesn't understand. Chazal say, if you give tzedakah, then you promised Ashiras. He said he was wealthy, he gave Chaimish all the time. And he lost all his money. So Reb Chaim told him that someone asked the Chofetz Chaim this. The Chofetz Chaim said, there are things in Shas that are a school of Ashiris, and there are things in Shas that are a school of Anias. So if you do Anias things, and you do Ashiris things, so you're not guaranteed, you know, what's gonna carry the day. So Amoris, he said, Kehenes, said, no, saying Zibugam Aliyafa, Vitomos. We don't see people are dying. There are many factors in why people would die or not die, but it means it's sort of a weak link in the schusim of the family. Siftes. Okay, Siftes. Layisa Bachra Zikena, Layzacha Yalda, Shadava Zagarim Liznus. A young man should not marry an old woman, two different reasons. A young man should marry an old woman because of Puravu, return her Bachra. Loizak en yalda, shazav is that goyim lezus. An old man should not marry a yalda. Goyim lezus means that he won't have gevura, normal gevura sanashim. He won't be able to perform the way he needs to. He won't satisfy the wife, and mele the wife will be yaitzel lezus. So Chazal said to marry somebody close enough to your age group. All right, I thought we'll finish the siman. We have Yod and Yod Aleph and Yitzchak to next week.